Well, well, here we are once again. Hello, everybody. How's us we all's doings? Close my garage door. Turn on the police detector. Testing. Pinkies, we have an exciting day today. We're going to go test drive a car. And we have a very important date, meeting up with the quack doctor today. So that's what's going on currently. This is the task we have set before us today, is to go out and have a day of respite, a little bit of fun, maybe. Probably a lot of fun. Looking forward to a magnificent breakfast, I'm told. And, just getting out in the old car. So today we're driving the Dorian Gray, our 2001 911 4, Carrera 4, the all-wheel drive. So that's, I better turn some little lights on there, a little bit of tail lights, make myself known. The sun is coming up earlier in the day now, so we're not, we don't have to be driving around in the dark so much, which is a real treat. So that's kind of nice. We have to say congratulations to Mike in Squamish for winning the BFO's number one fan. Congratulations, Mike. It's a great honor to have this this award bestowed upon the Northern Mexicans. So we are all very proud to Mike in Squamish is wearing the sash for the number one fan of the BFO. Congratulations. What am I going to tell you about today? Well, let's see. I've been working on the Porsche Panamera. And it needs a camshaft position sensor. Now, fortunately, the camshaft position sensor is right on the top of the engine on this car. But it's held in by one of these stinky little anti-tamper-proof Torx bits. This is a tamper-proof Torx bit. Is a bit that it's a star-shaped bit. This one happens to be a six-sided star, but it has a little tiny hole in the middle of it, so you can't. You need a bit that has a six-star bit with a gap in the center of it, like a little hole. Because then the nut, or the screw, that you're trying to loosen, there's a tiny little pin in the very center of the hole. So you can't actually put a standard Torx bit in there, because there's a little pin in the center of the nut. So I've been looking all over the place for these bloody six-sided anti-tamper bits. And so one of my tasks today is to go to a big tool store and try to get this six-sided anti-tamper fucking star bit. I've already bought a couple, and they're the wrong thing, because I accidentally bought a 5-star anti-tamper bit. So that didn't work, because it has to be 6 stars. So then I go searching around, I found some 6-sided anti-tamper bits, and I thought, oh, awesome, let's get them. So I got them, and it's not big enough, the bit. The set I got does not have a bit that's large enough for the screw that I have. So, I am screwed. I am anti-tamper screwed. Excuse me while I speed up to get through this light, which is a little bit short here, a little bit of double clutch. Oh, lovely. Oh, just a little tiny bit of four-wheel drift there. Oh, so nice. So nice. The roads are just a touch moist. I love a moist road. So the search is on for the anti-tamper bits. I think I need a T30 or a T40 size, if that means anything to anybody. And then I'll be able to replace my camshaft position sensor. So that's the only thing that that car seems to be complaining about, the Panamera. And I have the part. I have everything I need except for the way to get it out of the car and the new one put back in. So, and then we're going on some trips. We get to go up to northern British Columbia to see Mr. Anderson's mother. And then later in March, we're going on another trip to Vancouver Island to see some friends over there. So, I got a lot of traveling to do. I got to get that car ready. So I have to tell you, you know, I've really been enjoying this new Panamera. I've had this car for now about 4 months, maybe 5 months. And, you know, it's a magnificent car. It's so much, it's very fun to drive. And it, I mean, every time I drive it, I end up driving it very aggressively for some reason because, it has all this power and handling, and the transmission is so much fun. I love the transmission in this car. But I don't know that, I mean, you know that I had that BMW 7 Series, such a magnificent car. I mean, when I got that car, I was in love with it from the very first day. And I just felt like this is the car. This car suits me. This is the job I'm doing with this car. It's so comfortable and luxurious, and it was so nice to just lop along in the 7 Series, going along and, you know, floating along on your giant couch. It was such a comfortable car. And I have to say, the Panamera, it has not worked its way into my heart just yet. I think because it's just a little bit too much of a sports car. And as a sports car, it's a magnificent sports car. Don't get me wrong. I love it for the things that that car can do. But honestly, if you're transporting passengers or you're going on a long trip, you don't necessarily want to be throwing your passengers around, you know, cornering and, you know, digging into these corners at 4,000 RPM and things like that. So, in a sense, it's not really suited as a traveling car, I don't think, because it's just so, oh, we have all new pavement here, Pinkies. This road used to be very, very rough. Oh, they've paved it, such a lovely, nice new pavement. You know, we love the new pavement. Oh, and there's a rainbow flag there. Huh. So, I do enjoy this Panamera. I'm not driving the Panamera today, but when I do drive that car, it's a magnificent driving machine. But I feel like it's lacking a touch of, just the little touch of class, comfort, maybe the ease of use. The 7 Series was very easy to just hop into and go, and, you know, it was much more roomy, much more comfortable. The Panamera doesn't necessarily tick all those boxes. It ticks very different boxes. So I'm still kind of learning how to drive the car. The other thing is it has these three modes. You can have soft mode, sport mode, and super sport mode, or track mode. And I'm still learning how to drive it. And of course, every time you change to a different mode, the car handles a little differently. So you kind of have to relearn how to drive the car in the various different modes. And often I get in it and I just want to turn it on to track mode and go. But, you know, that you can't do that all the time. So I have a lot of things to learn in that Panamera. But, you know, it's going okay. I just don't know if it's going to be a long-term car for me. Wait till Mr. Anderson finds out that I want to trade the Panamera in on something else. What could that be? Oh, he's going to love that. Anyway, today we're driving the 911, another great car. Now, this is a sports car, and it does exactly what you expect a sports car to do. So we're going to be hitting a couple of great roads here. So can we talk about the conspiracy that is the select a size paper towel roll? You know these rolls you get in the paper towel where it's not a full sheet, like maybe a foot wide piece of paper, but it's a half size. It's like 6, maybe 8 inches. And you can choose, oh, I need a tiny one, I'll just take the one piece, the one little 6-inch. Or you want the bigger one, and you take 2 pieces, and it's just a little bigger than the regular piece. And I think that some brilliant genius at the Scott Paper Company has figured out the calculation about how big of a piece of paper you need. One is not enough, or one is fine for those little jobs. 2 isn't quite enough to do the job that you need to do. So you got to take the 3rd piece, which is a little more, just more than you really need to do the job, but 2 isn't quite big enough. So you're actually wasting like 30% more of your paper towel because of some very clever calculations and slicing and dicing of the paper towel roll. That, ladies and gentlemen, will be the downfall of our society, is the select-a-size paper towel roll. I think we're doomed. I think the same organization that came up with the select-a-size paper towel roll came up with the NSF charges, and whoever came up with the formula that makes your whiteout dry out right at the very exact moment that you need it the most. You go to open your whiteout bottle to get the brush out, and it's all dried up and crusty. It's those people. It's the innocuous wing of the government that makes all these extremely frustrating things in our lives. And that will be the downfall of our society, I have decided. So no more select-a-size for me. And no more whiteout. I guess whiteout is dead now, isn't it? Well, I don't know. I think on that note, I should ought to get myself out of here. And I don't know. I may be offline for a little while. I've got a bit of trip traveling to do. So you may not hear from me for a little bit. You can send your car questions. Do I need to respond to anybody's car questions? Oh, tires. Oh, let's talk about tires. Scotty, the little Aussie battler, wanted to buy some tires. Well, you know what? We'll leave that for the next episode. We'll talk about tires, and we'll talk about constant velocity transmissions. And so you'll just have to stay tuned and come back for that. I am the Faye Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'm coming up to another set of some really nice new pavement. So that's it. I'm done. Okay, bye-bye.